All right, hey guys, Justin Coffin, 330 Sports Show. Joining me in the top left corner is Alonzo Mourning, or Dave Hodge. We got Greg Kirchner, and we got Dave Spires on the bottom half. So we are going to try something completely different that we've never tried before. So this is going to be selecting our all-time NBA teams. However, it's going to be totally randomized. So what we did, we randomized the draft order beforehand. So Dave Spires is going to go first. Dave Hodge is going to go second. Greg is going to go third, and I'm going to go fourth in snake style draft. However, it's going to kind of be like a Wheel of Fortune type wheel that will like pick a land on a an NBA team. And then that team will then be eliminated from the wheel. So there's 30 pieces to the wheel. Obviously, after one, they'll be down to 29 and so on and so on. So here's the rules real quick. And you guys jump in if you have any questions. So, you know, for this, we need 2 to 5 people. We have our 4. So that's good. But any players we select must have been active in the NBA from 1986 to this past year, this past current season. So that takes us, what, that's 35 seasons in the NBA. Now, here's a little caveat for this. You are selecting a player as if they are in their prime. So the example I put on here, if you land on, for example, the Washington Wizards, Michael Jordan played on the Wizards the end of his career. You can select him as if that were, as if he were in his prime. So if he has not been selected yet. So if it lands on Chicago, somebody takes Jordan, he's obviously off the board. So if it lands on Washington later on, you're not going to be able to pick him. Does that make sense so far?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So you guys, we're going to pick a starting five and a six man. So we're going to draft 6 players total. And the roster construction. So this is kind of, you know, we were sending each other some texts throughout the week about this. But basically what we're going to do, you got to take at least 2 guards, 2 forwards, 1 center, and then a 6 man can be any possession. And if we're not sure, like you take this guy and you want to put him at forward, but he's a guard and everybody agrees that he's a guard, then we're just going to say no. Any disputes, we'll use Google on that. And once a player is taken, like the Michael Jordan example I used earlier, they're off the board. So even if they've played for another team, it's just a one. You can only take them one time. And then we're not going to do the head coach for this one. If we do this again, we'll do a head coach as well. So we were talking before, hypothetically, Michael Jordan or LeBron or somebody like that might not end up going in this draft because it's all about the luck of the draw. It's all about where the wheel lands. Now, LeBron's played for 3 different teams. Michael played for 2 different teams. So we'll just, you know, kind of play it as it is. So everybody kind of got it. Makes sense?
Get it on.
All right. All right. So, Dave, we're going to start with you. I'm going to share this screen here with us. And we'll see where you we'll see where you land on the board. All right, spin it. All right, so Dave Spires, you land on the Minnesota Timberwolves. So any Timberwolves player from 1985 on, you can select as if they were in their prime.
This is an easy one for me. Anybody that, you know, talks trash in the middle of a game and tells an opponent player the caliber of Carmelo Anthony that his wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios, I'm going with a big ticket, Kevin Garnett. Great score. He's 6'11", very versatile, can play multiple positions, small forward, power forward, great range, was one of the first people to go to the NBA straight from high school and be successful with it. Perennial All-Pro, all first team All-Pro, All-Pro, all defensive player. Got 1 championship ring. The big ticket, Kevin Garnett, is my pick.
All right. Very nice. And here's a nice little thing what we're going to do. So after each pick is made, We're going to eliminate that portion of the wheel. So that's gone. So Dave Hodge, you have the second pick. Here we go. You get the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, man. I had a weird feeling I would get the Sixers, and there's two players I would want to go out with. There was a couple players. I mean, I'm going to have to, though, kind of tough on the pass and the one that's a kind of a sneaky play, but I'm going to go Allen Iverson. So I'm going to stack up on guard and go with Allen Iverson. So
very nice. All right. Now, you guys keep track of your roster, too, because remember, two guards, two forwards, one center, and a flex. All right, we're going to eliminate the Sixers from the wheel. Kirchner, you're up with pick number three. Here we go. The Toronto Raptors.
Well, it's really between two guys, but I'm going to go a little more recent, and I'm going to go with Kawhi Leonard.
Who are the two guys? I'm curious.
Yeah.
Vince Carter was the other guy. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Kawhi. Their only NBA title. You know, still probably a top five player in the NBA, maybe a little bit underappreciated, but
very much
a small forward spot.
And he's also had Bosch in there a little bit. I know.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good point. You're right. Yep. You're right.
So did we say once a player is picked, he's eliminated too, correct?
Yeah, he's gone. Correct. So now if it lands on the Spurs or the Clippers, that's gonna hurt for whoever gets the Clippers, because not as deep a talent there. All right, so we're gonna eliminate them. All right, my turn. I'm up for two. Oh, OKC. I think this is a pretty easy pick here. I'm going to go. Oh, you know what? One other thing I wanted to mention, too. OKC actually is the only one on this wheel, technically, that represents two different franchises. OKC came from the Seattle Supersonics. But even still, I'm going to take a guy that was actually drafted by Seattle, then went to OKC and has played with a couple other teams since then. I'm going to go with Kevin Durant with my first pick. So Kevin Durant, two Kevins off the board already. So I'm going to eliminate OKC from the wheel. I'm going to go with my fifth overall here. Oh, all right, Dallas. Now, I have, I think this is probably an easy pick, but there's a guy that just signed a $200 million deal today that I want to take, but I'm not going to take him yet. But I'm going to go with Dirk. I think that's just the, some people early on in his career would call him Irk Nowitzki because he played no D, but he ended up being a phenomenal player and, just one of the best power forwards of all time. So I'm going to go with Dirk Nowitzki with my second pick and fifth overall. All right, so that's going to send it back to Greg. Let me eliminate them. And we're going to go back to Greg now. Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Tough choice.
Oh God, that's like it's like oh wow, I got the Lakers, and then it's like oh shit, I got the Lakers. I thought about what I would do if I got the Lakers, and I have Magic's picture literally behind me, but I decided before the draft, and I continue to decide that we can't have a draft and not pick Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Kobe.
Kobe Bryant.
Love it's it. Hard sometimes you have to think about, like, can I get this guy on another team? You know, obviously Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
The Lakers, if you just think you could reel off 25, 20 Lakers. That would probably be the pick on a lot of these other teams.
No doubt. That's one of the ones you wish would have came up later. Is somebody like, oh man, I don't have a spot for them.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take the Los Angeles Lakers off the board. So that means Magic Johnson cannot go in this draft.
Yeah.
That's one of these things. I think when some people read, you know, the rosters that we put out, they're going to be like, well, how did Magic Johnson not go? You know, you got to understand the rules of this game that we're doing. So that eliminates Magic from being picked. All right, Mr. Hodge, this is for you.
Come on.
Oh, boy. I think this might be an easy pick.
In the world.
Yeah. There's a center from there I would love to take at one point, but I cannot do that, especially on the, you know, on the Cavs team. So gotta go LeBron. So
all right, very good. So you got AI and LeBron with your first two picks. And by the way, I'm using this website. I did not spell these words on the wheel, so I don't know who the hell spelled Cavaliers like that, but I'm not taking the blame for that one. So, yeah, so the Cavs are off the board. All right, Mr. Spires, back to you. You got the next two picks.
All right.
Oh.
The Houston Rockets.
Well, I'm gonna go big. I gotta go big. Got the best feet in the business, best post moves, the dream shake, Akeem, the dream Olajuwon.
Very good. That's a great pick.
Yep.
Such a great player. Such a great player.
And a good defensive player that people don't actually realize.
No doubt. And, you know, they took advantage of Jordan being out of the league for those 2 years, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Here we go, Mario Ely bypassed.
Former Youngstown guy.
Yeah.
All right, this one is also Dave Spires. Oh, and there goes the Miami Heat.
Ah, come on, Spires.
All right, Miami Heat. I'm going to be honest. I'm debating between two players, and I'm going to stay big, and I'm going to go with Shaquille O'Neal and put him in my flex position.
Nice.
Thank you, Spires.
And Dave Hodge has a broken heart right now.
Very much.
Almost went D Wade, but we're going with the big fella.
Either way, I was going to be broken hard.
Right now, our front line, we're not going to shoot many threes, but we're going to be big in there. We're going to go to the 2-0, baby.
Yeah.
Spread it out.
So we'll recap. We'll recap after everybody takes three picks here. All right. This is back to Dave Hodge here.
It's definitely where you're seeing the ordering is really to play.
Oh yeah, the Denver Nuggets.
Oh okay. Well, I took AI from there. That was on my list there.
This is a tough one.
A little bit, yeah. I'm gonna have to. Yeah, I need keep with some offense. Not really. I'm between all defensive player and pretty much an all offensive player. So I'm gonna stick with the offensive player. I'm gonna go Carmelo. So
I'll tell you who you missed on that list.
Who did I miss on that list?
Alex English.
Alex.
No.
That guy could put up some numbers.
That guy, yeah. He led this league in scoring in the 80s.
Man, all right.
Well, you have two current teammates right now too with LeBron and Carmelo, two banana boat members. All right, Kirchner, to you. Oh man, Utah Jazz.
Ooh, okay. I can definitely make do with this one. So, you know, I think it's. I think it's really down to two guys, two very famous teammates. But I'm going to go with Carl the Mailman Malone. He's really top five, maybe top three, and maybe some would argue maybe top one power forward of all time, but definitely extremely formidable, big, tough, strong, force to be reckoned with.
Hey, real quick, random too. You think Jimmy Kimmel could get away with still playing Karl Malone in 2021? Do you remember that skit he used to do?
I see that one.
Probably not.
That would be highly frowned upon nowadays. Just Google that after we're done here. All right, Utah is off the board. Karl Malone is off the board, which means John Stockton is also off the board. All right, my third pick. All right, easy pick for me. I kind of had the new age Celtics written down, but I'm going with the classic Boston Celtic, Larry Bird, with my third pick here. So I am, to recap my picks so far, I got KD, Kevin Durant, Dirk Nowitzki, and Larry Bird. Greg has Kawhi Leonard, Kobe Bryant, and Karl Malone. Hodge has Allen Iverson, LeBron James, and Carmelo. And Dave Spires has Kevin Garnett, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Shaquille O'Neal. We're going to run it back with the second half here, so I'm going to eliminate the Celtics. I think I just hit the Washington Wizards jackpot, because anybody that forgot, Michael Jordan played for the Washington Wizards. So I am taking the GOAT, Michael Jordan, as if he were in his prime with the Washington Wizards. So getting Bird and Jordan in back-to-back picks, not a bad way to go. So I'm going to eliminate the Wizards. And I like this new rule, by the way, that they could you could play them in their prime. So we are going to go back to Greg with your fourth pick. The Sacramento Kings.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was gonna say they're this isn't the shortest straw in the deck, but it's straw. The problem is, I think I'm gonna have to go flex on this because I have two forwards already. Actually, gonna pick a guy who's even though he went to that school up north, he's actually was one of my favorite players in the NBA. And the Kings, actually, when we were in college, we really one of my favorite teams to watch that wasn't like a Cavs team too, with all the guys that they had in the when they gave the Lakers a run for their money. So I'm going to go with Chris Webber, and I'm going to have to put him in the flex. So that's going to I could cause some trouble later on if I cannot take another forward. So.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Yeah. And to your point too, those Kings teams really, really got a bad draw with the Lakers, because they really were just as good as that Lakers team, if not better. They just couldn't close them out in seven. So
they got screwed.
Yes. All right. We are back to Dave Hodge. Here we go with the next pick here. Your fourth pick will be the Indiana Pacers.
All right. I was actually kind of hoping the Bucks there had a sneak play, but I'm going to, with the Pacers, got to go Reggie Miller. So we'll give myself another guard here.
Reggie Miller. Very good. One of the all-time, greatest shooters out there. Yes. He had a goofy shot too, and it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really worked. All right. Next up, back to Spires with two picks. The Golden State Warriors.
Oh, well, you're going
to. Oh, he's got a big
one. Big man. He's got all big man. You got a little outside shot. I don't know what he's going to do.
Arguably the best shooter of all time, baby. We're going with my man, one of the Splash Brothers, out of Splash Brothers, Stephon Curry.
Love it. All right, so Golden State now off the board. One of the best shooters in the world off the board. Dave, back to you. Oh, Spires, back to you for your fifth pick. Are you? You might want to call him a shooting guard now. Just saying. The Atlanta Hawks. This is a tough one. This is a real tough one.
Because I don't. Yeah.
You kind of. You got to go guard, or well, I guess you could.
Yeah, you're kind of.
Could go forward, yeah. It could.
You could do one more forward.
You could do a forward, yeah.
I want to go Trae Young, but he's not seasoned enough. So I'm going to go with I got to go with Dominique, I guess.
Dominique Wilkins,
human highlight.
All right, very good. Dominique off the board. Dave, you just got one pick left. This is going kind of quick. All right, Hodge, to you for your fifth pick. The Brooklyn Nets.
Okay, all right. Really
the New Jersey Nets as well.
A couple of players, ways I can go. Oh. You know what? This is kind of a tough one because there's a guard that I also want to go with. But you know what? Because I'm wearing the jersey and because Zoe played for the Nets, I feel like I got to take Alonzo Mourning. I'm going to take a center. So
okay,
in my center spot. I know I would want to take Harden there, but.
Okay, very good. Very
so
good.
I'm going to keep it to my jersey. Boy, even though it's a Heat jersey, but he played for the Nets.
That's all right. That gives you options with your last pick. It looks like you got two guards. Two forwards and a center, so you can really pick anybody.
Yep.
All right, Greg, you're up next. Your fifth pick. The Portland Trailblazers.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just, it's, this is, yes, we're just doing, you just do two guards, right? So it doesn't have to be, you don't have to have a point guard.
No, it could be, yeah, any two guards, any two combinations. Mm-hmm. Technically, so wait, you have Kawhi Leonard who.
I have Kawhi Leonard as a four small. I have Kawhi Leonard, Karl Malone, and Weber, all as forwards, and then Kobe at a guard.
You might be able to get away with Chris Weber as a center. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So
yeah, you could.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well I guess I think either way, I'm taking Clyde the Glide. I was entertaining Dame Willard there for a hot second, but I'm going to go Clyde Drexler.
Okay. Very good. All right. I'm actually going to finish my draft here. I have the next two picks. The picks 20 and 21 overall. Charlotte Hornets. So I have, looking at my roster, I have three forwards and one guard. So I got to go guard here or center. And Dave just took Alonzo Mourning, so he's out. So I got to go guard with the Charlotte Hornets. So, and you guys let me know if he qualifies as a guard, but I think I'm going to go Glenn Rice here. Would he be a shooting guard?
Well, four.
He's a four, yeah. But okay.
All right, well, then I'm going to take another guy whose son has already been drafted. I'm going to take Del Curry.
Okay.
I'm going to take Del Curry as a shooter. Probably, even though he's my fifth pick, he's probably going to be my sixth man coming off the bench. So,
speaking of Glenn Rice, you know who he was linked to back in college?
Oh, no. Who?
Sarah Palin.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Facts.
That could have been our second man. Oh, man, love it. All right, my final pick here, and I have to take a center with my roster construction.
Interesting. Give me something interesting.
Oh, man.
You got your pick.
Yeah, Memphis. So I got a few here. So that leaves... Oh, man. I got to take one of the Gasol brothers.
You can go back. They used to be Vancouver Grizzlies. Brian,
big country,
man.
Big country.
If I get big country Brian Reeves breaking backboards at Oklahoma State, I'll take him. But I think I'm going to take the older brother. I think I'm going to go Pau Gasol here and take him. So I think they were actually traded for each other at one point. So I'm going to take Pau Gasol as my final pick and as my center. And Greg, you're going to finish out your draft here and eliminate the Grizzlies. And oh, yeah, and that was the other one. I forgot Vancouver. Vancouver and Seattle both were former franchises. All right, Greg, you land on the Phoenix Suns. And okay. are we classifying? So you need a center, though, correct?
Well, technically, if I can use Weber as center, then I guess I could go either.
Then you could go forward.
Forward or, I guess I can go anything. I can go flex. Oh, man. This guy, I was actually kind of – there are actually two opportunities to select this guy. And I guess I'm not necessarily surprised he didn't go, but I think it's got to stop right here. Even though – well, he did win his MVP in Phoenix. And he is a – I think Dave called him a top 25 player. I would say at the very least he's top 50, but maybe closer to top 25. I'm going Sir Charles.
Good pick. All right, sir.
Steve Nash was an honorable mention thought there.
Okay.
Worked.
All right, very good. All right, so Greg finished out his roster. We'll review these in a minute here. We are back to Dave Hodge with his final pick. The New York Knicks. Now, Dave, it looks like you got two guards, two forwards, and a center, so you can go any way you want on this pick. So, your call.
Yeah, I'm not too deep on the Knicks on this one. I think I'm going to – but, I mean, with respect of the Knicks, I mean, I guess I'm going to throw in one of those rivals, even though I remember the days watching the Heat and the Knicks, I could stand the Knicks. But we're going to go with Patrick Ewing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to go Ewing there, I think.
Yeah, you got to, even though.
And did him and, I don't know, did they cross paths at Georgetown? Did they ever overlap?
No.
Okay.
No, this is an attorney over there. They're brothers.
Okay. All right, and Mr. Spires, you are up for the final pick. The teams left, we got the Bucks, Magic, Pistons, Bulls, Clippers, Spurs, and Pelicans.
Like my options.
And the Pelicans technically could be, what, the Hornets as well, the former Charlotte Hornets. but you get the Los Angeles Clippers.
I'm good.
All right. All right.
Not bad.
I'm going to go with Chris Paul as a point guard.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, hard to argue with that pick. So I'll tell you what, just for the hell of it.
Let's do another flex. Let's do another round.
All right. Let's do one more flex. All right. So Dave, let's do one more here. This could be any position you want. Make it easier. Orlando Magic.
I'm going to go with Orlando Magic's. I'm going with, if injuries didn't derail his career, he could have gone down as one of the greatest. Little Penny Hardaway.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Where'd you think I was going?
Thought you were going T-Mac.
Nope, I like Penny. I like Penny to run the show as well. He's versatile in my flex position. You go point guard, shooting guard, small forward.
I like it. All right, Hodge, you get one more here. All right.
Probably another center.
Oh, this could be good.
This is interesting.
Okay.
The Chicago Bulls.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, I got
a guy that played there for 1 year, and because I'm wearing this jersey, give me Dwayne Wade.
Very nice. I think Dwayne Wade he's from Chicago, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
Okay. All right, very good. That's what makes this fun, because a lot of people would have forgot he might have played there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he played for the Cavs for what, like 30 games, something like that?
Mm-hmm. All right, Greg. Too, so.
Greg's got four teams left.
I think there's one short straw.
Oh,
that's a good
one.
Good one if you know where to go here, I think.
I will gladly go with the ultimate flex player right now. He can pretty much play any position, so I'll go with the newly crowned NBA champ, Giannis, the Greek freak, Antetokounmpo.
You know who you're sleeping on that team?
I know. I bet you I know who it is. Is it center? Is it a center?
Nope.
No? Okay, go ahead. What are you
going to
say?
Ray Allen?
Who?
Ray Allen?
100%.
He's one. But Kareem played for them as well.
That's true.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You could have won Kareem.
When did Kareem retire, though?
Like 80.
He was he was one of the guys I looked up. He was 89. So he did play.
89, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was sort of in that category we talked about with the Bill Waltons and Moses Moore.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know which guy I'm going to take for one of these three picks that are left. So we got the Pistons, the Spurs, and the Pelicans. So I think I know who I'm going to pick for whatever franchise. All right, the Pistons. I don't really have a lot of ball handlers. I considered Rodman for rebounding and defensive purposes, but I got to go Isaiah Thomas here.
Yeah.
Especially with Jordan on my team too.
That'll get a long
locker room right there, though.
I mean, would you say Isaiah Thomas is one of the 5 or 10 most underrated players maybe in the history of the NBA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. So good.
He was a magician with the ball.
Yeah.
And probably besides in our era, besides Curry, he's probably the best little guy. And he was at least 6'1".
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt. All right.
Leaving Duncan and Anthony Davis on the table here. So,
yeah. Well, and I was even going to say, you could even say Zion Williams too with Pelicans if you're going on upside. But yeah. So. Yeah. So, yeah, with the Pelicans, who would you guys say would be the number one pick for the Pelicans of the guys left?
I'd have to go Anthony Davis right now.
I would too.
Because, I mean, they're both injury prone. But I think if this was 2-3 years from now, it'd be Zion.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go strictly on performance. And by the way, look at that spelling once again. I by the way, did not make this spinning wheel. This is a pretty sweet app, I'm not going to lie. But but the spelling could use some work. All right. And obviously for the Spurs, I think we'd all go Duncan.
Yep.
You know, I think that's hard to go. David Robinson, though, I mean, he was a legend in his own. And for those two to play together a few years, that's just amazing. So, all right, real quick, because we've got about 2 minutes left here. Spires roster fills out like this. Garnett, Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, Steph Curry, Dominique Wilkins, Chris Paul, and Penny Hardaway. Hodges roster looks like this.
You say Shaq?
Shaq. Shaq's on there. Hodges roster looks like this. Iverson, LeBron, Carmelo, Reggie Miller, Alonzo Mourning, Patrick Ewing, and Dwayne Wade. Greg's roster is Kawhi, Kobe, Karl Malone, Chris Webber, Clyde Drexler, Charles Barkley, and Giannis. And my roster is Kevin Durant, Dirk Nowitzki, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Del Curry, Pau Gasol, and Isaiah Thomas. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to throw this out on Twitter and on Facebook, and we're just going to have people vote and see. We'll put it up blind and see who people vote for and see which one of the rosters comes out as the favorite. So who do you guys think out of the four has the best squad?
I have more. Good.
I was going to say probably yours, although if you get to your bench, Del Curry's pretty weak. but he can flat out stroke it. But when you have Jordan, Durant, and Larry Bird, that's going to be a lot of scoring.
I'm looking at Greg's roster though, and up and down, every guy's a Hall of Famer, every single one.
Yeah, just to have to get you don't have a real ball handler, but I guess I have pretty much most of those guys could get the ball down the court. But Spires creates a host of matchup nightmares with his big guy. I mean, essentially, you can go absolutely giant. You could go with your three giants out there and then put Steph out there.
Yeah.
I forget who the other.
How are you going to guard? I mean, if Shaq's on the inside, you can't double up with Steph, and then you can't let Shaq get first up. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, this was fun, guys. So let's do this again sometime. Maybe when the NBA season rolls back around, we'll do different order, maybe get one more guy in here with us and do all 30 teams. So appreciate you guys, both Dave's and Greg. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.